The foreword by Pierre Burton, the great chronicler of the Gold Rush, whose book The Klondike Fever remains the best single book on the era, shows you the respect he had for Backhouse's research and writing ability. First printed in 1995, it is clear the author spent many hours in libraries and general research. There are, of course, the well-known women such as Martha Black and Laura Beatrice Burton, and the socialite Mary Hitchcock and her friend, as well as others who wrote books. But this goes into far, far more. A few women accompanied their husbands over the Chilkoot Trail, occasionally with children, although the vast majority of the 50,000 or so stampeders in that combination of a worldwide economic depression and much-hyped amount of gold, not to mention the ease of picking it out of the grass, were men. From the headlines screaming, "Gold, gold, gold," on the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, when the SS Portland docked there with the first successful miners on board in 1897, the next few years saw men from all over the world coming to make their fortunes after a small amount of physical labor. These were accompanied by young women, the dance hall girls, sometimes just that, but often prostitutes as well, the usual assortment in mining camps. However, there were the few respectable single women who simply wanted an adventure, and several others who liked the idea of marrying a rich miner, although they usually confined themselves to answering ads in the newspaper classified sections. Backhouse takes the tack that respectable or soiled in the nomenclature of the time, they were all women, and tells the history of them. It did not take long for the married women to civilize the gold fields. Proper teas, dinners, family entertainment on the stage, see Backhouse's book on the children of the gold rush, and tasteful furnishings for the home or cabin became the norm for these women. As with her and all the other books I read, Story of the Children, the history of the impact on the Han First Nations people of the area is scanty, but there is a bit more because some miners took wives from the Han. No one can tell how the Han men felt about this or how their wives were received as the invasion continued. It's the usual story. Few Europeans cared about the native people, and the natives had no written language to give their version. This is not to complain about the book. Neglect was the standard. At any rate, I cannot imagine a more thorough book on the feminine side of the Klondike gold story. If you are female and wonder how you would have done in the Great Rush, read it and decide.